RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We didn't do anything against Miles that we don't normally do against Miles. The sack record's irrelevant. We got to minimize him if we want to engineer victory. We did the same thing last time we played him. I didn't think he had any sacks in that game either. And so we didn't take a different approach because of the gravity of the record. It's just standard business when you're playing these guys and him.
That's Mike Tomlin talking about stopping Myles Garrett, who only had one tackle, no sacks, no tackles for loss, not much of a stat line at all. And I agree with that. I mean, the whole idea when you play him is that you got to try to neutralize him. And they did. But unfortunately, they didn't do enough on the other end of it offensively against that defense. The sack record was talked about all week. It came down to that game. The broadcast team made it a big point of emphasis. So every time you saw Aaron Rodgers getting rid of the ball, I mean, he would have done that in normal circumstances if he outlet to do it. So I think that may have been a little overblown by people. I understand why it became an issue and a talking point. Here's an interesting thing, Austin. The Steelers on Sunday night this year are 0-2. You had alluded to their primetime performances. They're 0-2, outscored 60-35, outgained 252 yards. The Ravens on Sunday night are 0-2 also. They've been outgained by 189 yards. So it's a battle of two teams that have not done well on Sunday night.
Sounds like a battle of who wants to go to the playoffs and lose in the first round in your home playoff game.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. When you play a game like this, it's like a playoff game already, to be honest. So they add one to the ledger, which, you know, if you look at the odds, and this is all according to analytics, they're not in favor of the Steelers when it gets to the playoffs, even if they do make it to the playoffs. Chance to win the AFC, according to ESPN analytics, the Broncos, 23%. The Patriots, 16%. They still can get a first-round bye. Jags at 13%. Bills at 12%. Texans only 12%. I would have given them a higher percentage there. Chargers 11%. Ravens 8%. Steelers only 4% chance, according to their analytics. Now, that can all change. But I'm surprised at the Texans. I think they're playing as good a football as – I know their offense is somewhat challenged. They don't score a lot of points comparatively, but their defense is good enough to make them involved in every single game.
I think that's a C.J. Stroud stat there, Bob, where there's still not a lot of confidence, where his rookie season was his best season, and the last 2 years he's digressed from what he originally showed during his freshman campaign, if you will. Steelers at 4%, Bob. Don't you think that's a little high?
I don't.
I mean, are they high putting these numbers
low
together at 4%? I mean,
they have
shouldn't
to have
it be like one?
Numbers. I think four is pretty much where they are. I mean, in other words, long shots. The longest of all shots to get in and win the AFC. 412-928-9370. Listen to the Pomp and Joe show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Contest run every Wednesday through Friday, 12 p.m. 937thefan.com contesting page. And our good friend the General does a great job out there. I see you were in New York.
I was in New York.
So how was your weekend in New York?
Really fun, Bob. Really fun. So my sister Olivia and I went to watch the Pinstripe Bowl, her senior year, my final year for grad school at Penn State. And we drove up on Friday, checked out New York. We saw Saks Fifth Ave with a great light show. It was really cool. Rockefeller Center, saw the tree, went to Times Square, saw Madison Square Garden.
Never been in New York.
Oh, man. This is my first time in New York.
You got to go to Madison Square Garden for a game.
No doubt.
I mean, any game.
Christmas in New York, man, it was special. My dad had hyped it up. He's been there multiple times about how cool it was going to be. And then we went to the game on Saturday. Ben Tenuta, our video guy, was also there at the game. Didn't get a chance to see him, though. Penn State won. It was a very interesting experience watching a football game in a baseball stadium. We were five rows from the end zone, the Penn State end zone, and my depth perception was like all thrown off because it just seemed weird watching the game in a baseball stadium. It was. But then afterwards, we went to the 9/11 Memorial, and we saw where the towers were.
To watch that, to go there. Yeah. So many people who died in that day. I mean, just terrible.
And want to see One World Trade all lit up as well. And then we went to see the Empire State Building. And
you crammed a lot in, is what you're saying.
I was scared to death riding the subway.
You should be scared to death riding the subway. Some of the stuff that goes on in the subway right now.
Yes, I was so afraid, like, getting on the subway. And I was trying to, like, not show it so that my sister wasn't afraid. But then when we got in the car driving back to State College on Saturday night, we both said, yeah, the subway was, like, very freaky. But then once we actually were on the subway, like, four or five times and we got used to it, then we felt all right.
Yeah, it's just, it shouldn't be the way it is. There are a lot of incidents that happened on that subway. All right, good for you. You saw a game where Penn State and Terry Smith – what a good job he did to get to 4-0. And we'll get into college football a little bit later because Pitt laid an egg, a big egg. They were 12-point favorites, and they lost that game, and that's been a recurring problem with that program. But right now, we want your phone calls about the Steelers and the Ravens, how you see the game matching up. Let us know what you think. We got a lot of people on the lines, don't we?
Yeah, here is Joseph. He's in Hopewell to chime in.
My old stomping grounds. What's up, Joseph?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
So I'm probably going to get a lot of bad feedback on this, but that game was fixed, man. I believe the NFL is so fixed. I think it's worse than the WWF wrestling right now. I mean, I told everybody that this game, put your money on the Browns. I mean, the NFL needs a big game, a keystone game next week. Don't be mad at me, but I think the whole thing is fixed now.
I think because of the way it's all worked out in sports, Joe, I think you know, that's what people are now thinking. It's a big conspiracy, but it's worked out in the NBA. There have been actual incidents. It's happened in baseball. I think prop bets have changed the entire dynamic of people willing to get involved for money to throw, especially prop bets. That's what we've seen a lot of, you know? We've seen Terry Rozier making $26 million a year decide that he had a $12,000 bet to look like crap. He'll do it.
Yeah.
Luis Ortiz, all that. I don't think it applies to teams and the games. I really don't. If it's they could have won that game several different ways. They lost it. They weren't being scripted to lose it. They lost it.
Right. Like, if you're talking about, like, the Miami Dolphins with the whole tanking situation and what happened with Brian Flores, I feel like that's completely different than a team that can clinch the playoffs, sit all of their starters for rest purposes, than just a throwaway game in Cleveland against a 3-win team where they've already had trouble playing.
Right. It's not fixed. I people want to think it is. It's not. I know why people think this.
Yeah,
and
I understand the
incidents
argument.
You see, you're going to think that because, again, prop bets to me are the biggest problem of all. That's where – and when you decide as a league, and all of these leagues have done it, then I'm going to go in bed with sports betting agencies, and you're going to have them as part of your promotional schedule. You're going to have in-stadium casinos, essentially, to bet on, just like you see at PPG Paints Arena.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you're dealing with the devil at times there. And so it wouldn't surprise me that there are incidents, especially, again, with prop bets. But there's no way I look at that game and thought, oh, it was fixed so that the Steelers, how about if they make a play at the end and win the game? Is it then fixed? You know, come on. That just does not happen.
Well, where I think that a lot of people try to point the finger in that direction, too, is officiating.
Sure.
And
but not yesterday. You couldn't make that call.
I thought that the Cam Hayward – you're talking about the final play?
Yeah.
The final play with Valdes-Scantling, that's AFC North football, final play of a game, right, where unless MVS is being dragged down like a rag doll, they're right. Not going to call it.
Exactly.
They're not going to call a penalty.
But I thought Cam Hayward – first of all, I hate that rule, that body weight rule. I just – you can't help yourself. I mean, come on.
Well, and think about this too, Bob. Cam Hayward, as he was taking Sanders to the ground – turned himself.
He tried to avoid it.
It's not like he belly flopped on Shedeur Sanders.
Right.
When you're moving however fast they are on the football field, he even turned Sanders where he landed on his side and Sanders did as well. Sure, did some of Cam Hayward's body land on Shedeur Sanders? Yes, but what are you expecting a 300-pound defensive lineman to do in that situation where Sanders is just releasing the ball a half second earlier than that, if not even shorter amount of time? I thought this call was completely ridiculous.
Yeah, it's in the books. They need to take it off the books.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations, Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Be honest. That's just the way it is. It's a stupid goal, stupid rule. All right, back to the lines we go. They're still jumping.
All right, here's Seth in Long Island.
Seth is one of our regulars, and he lives in Long Island, but I'm sure he has some interesting points about that game and about the game coming up.
Yeah, hey, Bob. Hey, Austin. Happy holidays. Happy New Year to you, gentlemen.
You too.
So, thank you very much. So listen, yeah, my you know, I always call myself an optimistic realist, right, Bob? You know, meaning that, you know, I'm always a half-full guy, but looking at this team, watching this team, it's like the line in Godfather, right? Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in, and I was believing three wins in a row, and then to lose that game with the way that it was coached, the way it was played, you guys touched on it already. Roman Wilson, where was he, man? He was like on a milk carton, man. He must have done something so bad to the coaching staff or Rodgers. He can't even get a ball thrown to him. When you have nobody out there, and again, you guys touched on this already, no wide receiver, the arrogance of this organization for 2 years, they were not scared at all without DK Metcalf. There was nobody that was going to challenge them down the field. Right. They had 9 guys in the box, like almost all the time.
And they still covered guys, even with that many guys in the box, and they still made it hard to find open receivers. Although there were, I'm going to tell you, Aaron Rodgers missed some really open receivers at the end of the game. Gainwell, yeah. That's another thing. The fact that he wasn't even looked at as much as he's been looked at, he's a weapon, and he wasn't utilized enough.
Yes. And that's the one I wanted to point out. I'm glad you brought it up, Bob, because you can see the videos. Trey Essex posted it. Everybody, a lot of people posted it. But he didn't even look his way. He was intent on going to Valdez-Scantlin the whole time. And you also said this already. Why did they pass 39 times when the running game was so proficient against the Lions, and the fact that they look so good against the Lions? You have weapons like Gainwell. You have weapons like Warren. What are you doing giving them the ball 24 times? They should have ran it like what the Ravens did with Derrick Henry on Saturday, 36, 40 times. Just ran it, and you know, pass when you have to. But it was very disconcerting to see that loss. And my sense is that if they beat the Ravens, it'll be exciting. But I'm concerned about getting in and being one and done again. So thanks for the time, Seth.
Well, listen, the field seemingly is open. Although, again, the Steelers are, I really would have thought if they had won that game impressively, four in a row the way they were going, there are a lot more people buying in, and they just went the opposite direction. And, again, I'm not going to not bring this up as much as I can. DK Metcalf cost them. He should never have gone over to where he had it. There was no business for that in the middle of a game. None whatsoever. I don't care what that guy is. He's an idiot. He could be the Ravens MVP at this point.
Very strange that the guy that was acting like an idiot might end up being the guy that cost the Steelers the season. The blue-haired, painted-chested man wearing a backwards hat to a press conference could be a huge reason why the Steelers don't make the playoffs. You can't make it up.
No, and he just has to be a lot better than that, and he wasn't. DK Metcalf, 50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. As far as the weather today, well, that's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. You got a chance of snow. Wind was really, really kicking up there. And it's supposed to be 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 40 over the next 24 hours. So be careful out there. The high temperature, 33. That's a big drop. 33. Honus Wagner coming out of the box.
Yeah, how about
Honus
that?
Honus Wagner. Low of 23. Lots of numbers to choose from, but you've chosen Joe Hayden.
There'll be more numbers and names connected there later on in the show, Bob.
I'm sure there will be. Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. All right, we're talking about this. I want to get into some other things. Are you going to have a Limitless Express here today?
Yes.
We're going to do that?
We'll run through the Limitless Express today. We'll be inside the locker room. What the players had to say about the disastrous
loss.
Well,
that'll be interesting to hear that. And it's also interesting to see so many people who agree with Myles Garrett. I don't. First of all, Myles Garrett just needs to, you know, worry about his team as opposed to himself. By the way, even if he does make this record, he'll need all 17 games. Watt did it in 15. You know, you could throw that back at him if he wants to play that game. 412-928-9370. Let's squeeze in one more call before we take a break at the top of the hour and have an Austin update.
All right, here is Greg. He's in the car.
What's up, Greg?
Good morning, guys. Hey, I'll tell you what. As much as I love the Steelers, I'm rooting for Baltimore this week because I hope that means the end of the Tomlin era. You know, and DK Metcalf hurt him. But again, it gets down to the Tomlin culture. He goes over there in the middle of the game. There's no discipline. The Steelers should be, whatever that bonus is or that part of his contract, they should not be paying it. Send a message to that team because Tomlin can't. I'm ready for Mike to go. He's got to get on with his life work, and he's got a lot of diapers to change.
All right, Greg, thanks very much. What I will tell you is the Steelers have decided not to void that $45 million, and they know that he's a big part of their future. So I never really thought they would. I know a lot of people out there did, but if you're going to want him to be investing what you're doing down the road, and they have him for 5 years, they couldn't release him. Of course, everyone can do that if you want to go year to year, but they're not in a position to do that. And we'll see. At the end of the season, they'll make whatever decisions are necessary moving forward. You know, I think in all sports, we talk about expiration of coaches. You get to a point where it does, you know, Mike Sullivan went through that with the Penguins. Coaches all throughout, no matter what sport. I remember once talking to a couple of coaches who were college coaches, and they said, you know, we're all in the same boat. We're hired to be fired. That's just the way it goes. Just a matter of when it would happen. So if things don't work out, they'll have discussions about everything, and we'll see where it takes them. But in the meantime, more calls on the way. We're also getting the Penguins. Pitt with a big loss yesterday or Saturday. Big in the sense that they were big favorites, and they somehow could not beat an ECU team that had 9 guys opt out, including 2 of their coordinators, and still the Panthers came up short.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.